AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Reports have yet to come in from far-flung areas of Nepal, but a powerful 7.8 earthquake has killed close to 1,200 people. The U.S. is sending assistance. Alina Shrestha is with the aid group World Vision. She is in Kathmandu.
We felt the building shaking as if we were in a boat. And after a while, we got out of the house and we could see everyone screaming, children screaming, shouting.
Many people are spending the night outdoors, fearful of a strong aftershock. The AP's Ashok Sharma reports the quake set off an avalanche at Mount Everest.
It has killed at least 10 climbers and guides, hitting a section of the mountaineering base camp and leaving an unknown number of people injured and missing.
Ancient buildings in Kathmandu were destroyed. Walls tumbled, trees swayed, power lines came crashing down, and large cracks opened up on streets and walls. More than two dozen aftershocks jolted that area after the first quake, and the deaths were reported in four countries. Italian authorities say they have rescued 274 people from a migrant vessel in the Mediterranean. An Italian Navy spokeswoman says today's rescue took place off the Libyan coast, but she could not give details. There were no reports of any casualties. Meantime, 334 migrants who were rescued yesterday were dropped off in the Sicilian port of Augusta. In Baltimore, protesters have been marching to City Hall from a neighborhood where Freddie Gray was arrested. Gray died in police custody. Just how and why he died are being investigated in Baltimore. Police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, say a pregnant woman was shot and killed at her home. Her unborn child was later delivered and is expected to survive. Officers say Brittany Mills may have opened the door to her assailant, who left the scene. No arrests have been made. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is getting ready to roast and be roasted at the White House Correspondents Association dinner.
It's the annual banquet in the president's honor thrown by the journalists who cover him, a night for comedy and political schmoozing that's also a celebrity mecca with its own red carpet. Critics look at the glitz and glamour and the chumminess of reporters with top officials and see all that's wrong with Washington. But the White House Correspondents Association, which sponsors it, defends it as a harmless night of fun whose proceeds pay for journalism scholarships. And like it or hate it, this dinner's become the capital city's hottest ticket. Mark Smith at the White House.
This next story is not based on a cartoon.
Wile E. Coyote, super genius.
Police in New York City say they collared a coyote in Manhattan near a sidewalk cafe. A tranquilizer dart subdued it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.